So I'm a celebrity liaison for PETA, and my job is to bring celebrities into doing campaigns and to do interviews and basically bring awareness to the people. I got involved because I actually went for an interview, a proper interview. I really decided that I wanted to work with animals and I wanted to do something, and I was going to go back to university. And then I went for a meeting with the World Land Trust, and I went and another girl called Liz Titan from CAPS. And I was going to, you know, what would be recognizing charity work, da da da, and then she just said to me, "You're absolutely mad. Your degree is your little black book. That's enough for the animals. You don't need to be an expert." They got me in and I got the job. That's our big thing. Spay and neuter and adopt from an animal shelter. Forget breeding, because it's all about those puppy farms that get out there. And, you know, I'm anti-crafts. Just, there's too many dogs. You know, it's like we need to adopt. You know, people don't know about puppy farms. So we need to make that awareing. And then also, Crufts is like, for that one beautiful dog that's up there, there's a lot that go through a lot of hell and, you know, are disposed of on its way. As we know, like anything, it's like the Aryan race, isn't it? Getting the pure one, I mean, you know what? You know, and how much it takes to get that pure one. And we know what goes on with those breeders, docking and everything that goes on with, you know what I mean? They tattoo the dog's noses black. You know what I mean? They bleach the hairs around their eyes. I mean, it's horrendous what goes on. In the UK, around 126,000 dogs are abandoned each year. I'm looking to adopt a dog. I'm just waiting for the right one. I have a Boston Terrier. I don't really like going to the groomers. I read so much about them nowadays, that one dog that was put in the dryer and left in there and burnt to death. Nothing in this country to say that they have to be trained, that they have a certificate. I mean, I will say Primrose Hill Pets, I know the owner and she's amazing, but dog groomers as a whole, please check. I just be very careful. I'm a vegan, and you know, a dog can have meat, of course. Oscar absolutely loves food. Blueberries are his favorite. Broccoli, and I don't really have all those horrible dog treats that are not vegan. Master Pet veggie ear and super papaya bunch of fruit and veg are amazing. I take him everywhere. Oscar's amazing. He doesn't really have a lead. He walks next to me. He really listens to what I say. I just say wait, and he walks next to me, and I could walk down Oxford Street with him and he will walk next to me. He comes to work with me most days. He eats at his set times. He eats at 8:30 every morning, and he eats at 6 p.m.